FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Sidewalk Prophets, Live Like That. Hey, happy Tuesday at 7:19.
Good morning. A chilly morning this morning, so we have some areas of patchy frost, otherwise sunny today, high of 66. Tonight we'll see clear skies, a low of 41, and tomorrow for Winning Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 72, currently 38 here at the Junction Center.
This morning our friend Dr. Tommy Kiedis is here, the president of Lancaster Bible College, Capital Seminary, and Graduate School. Good morning again, Tom.
Good morning, Fred. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Fun hearing all about your 90th year celebration. What was it like? I'm trying to imagine Lancaster City, 1933, and somebody thinking, we need a Bible college here.
Yeah, it amazes me. I think back to Henry Hyde, who was 29 years old when he thinks about this. Who thinks about this kind of stuff at 29? And when I look at what's going on in the world stage, it's 1933. Some people say the worst year of the Great Depression. Right. Here in the U.S., we're unemployment's at about 25%. On the other side of the world, you have the rise of the Third Reich, rise of Nazism. And this guy, this young guy, says, I'm going to begin a school to equip people to understand God's Word better and base their entire life on it. And it just, I like to think in terms of, you know, Ephesians, God says he does immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Well, Henry Hyde's living proof of that, but it should be an encouragement for us in whatever circumstance we find ourselves to say, this is the God we serve. He does this kind of thing.
And I love that you are still holding steady to that initial idea. You mentioned a scripture to me off the air that you guys have as like your base scripture for all the 90 years of Lancaster Bible College.
1 Peter 1:25, the word of God lasts forever. Mm. And it's very significant to everything we do. We're educating Christian students to think and live a biblical worldview and to proclaim Christ by serving him in the church and society. And that really sits on the foundation of the word of God, that it's true, it's trustworthy, it doesn't change. And happily, we have held to that for 90 years, and by God's grace, the next 90 and beyond.
That's awesome. I know you guys have chapel regularly.
We do.
Do you have a theme for your chapel this semester?
We do. Our theme this year is coming from Romans, that we're more than conquerors. And when we look at the uncertainty around us, world stage right now, all I have to think is Israel and Gaza. God is very certain. The world is very uncertain. God is very certain, and because he is, in the work of Christ, we are more than conquerors in difficulties in our homes, more than conquerors when it comes to challenges we might face at work, more than conquerors when it comes to difficult relationships. God is good, and we get to help folks understand that through our chapel time.
Amen, and I know you guys are growing, not just on campus, but also your online learning is growing.
It is, and it's very exciting. I mentioned the fact that, you know, this year we've had inquiries and applications from 59 countries, and people think, just to come to Lancaster. And really, it is for some of those, but to a large extent, it is a result of what we offer online. We have 33 undergraduate degrees, 43 graduate degrees, 4 doctoral degrees. And so a lot of that work occurs online. We've seen that growth from 374 to 911 in just 2 years period of time.
Amazing.
So we're very grateful for what God's doing.
Yeah.
And the team, Fred, that's pulling it off, because we have an amazing group of educators to help bring that together.
Yesterday, you heard a testimony from somebody from Kyiv in the Ukraine.
I did. And we had an opportunity yesterday to say thank you to our donors. You know, when we think about LBC, it's one thing to talk presidents and the work that we get to do, which is great. But so much of the work of LBC goes on because we have people that pray for us and people that support us financially and encourage us along the way. And so I was at a scholarship luncheon yesterday, and one of our students from Kyiv, her name's Donna, came and shared, and she's getting the opportunity to have the education of her lifetime as a result of the opportunity to be at LBC because of some of our donors. So she was back in Kyiv this summer and back to school today. She has no home now. She said yesterday, this is my home.
Man.
Because my home in Kyiv is gone.
Yeah.
So it's neat that God gives us the opportunity to intersect with lives, whether it's from Kyiv or right here from Lancaster, Mount Joy, whatever the case might be, God gives us this opportunity. It's amazing.
I love that you're drawing people from all over the world, but then you're sending people out all over the world as well.
We are.
Which is beautiful. What are some of the 90-year celebrations you guys have left for the rest of this year?
Wow, you caught me on a big one. Here's what I'm going to say.
All right.
I'm going to say, I would encourage you to go to lbc.edu/90. And I can give you a couple, but if you go there, you'll get all of them. And you'll hear some have the opportunity to read some fantastic stories, catch some pictures from past, present, and that'll probably give the best idea of what's going on right now.
We love our partnership with Lancaster Bible College. We're celebrating with you for these 90 years. Next year is our 40th year here at JTL. So 90, you know, when you think about how much more that is, and again, just how it started in 1933, such a difficult year. Here you guys have been faithful all these years. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. And congrats to WJTL as well. I mean, it's amazing. You think of what started, and now the reach you're telling me today about somebody that called in from Memphis. They're listening online, and who knows beyond that as well. That's the way God works. And we're grateful for the partnership.
I love it. Check it out online, lbc.edu/90. See what celebrations are out there. Find out about the work at Lancaster Bible College. Tommy, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. Great to be with you.
Yeah, back to the music we go. Here's Mercy Me to Not Worship You on WJTL. Good morning.